Oh, hold up.
Hello, Ms. Rogers. This is DeMonte calling back from Emergency Roadside.
Yes.
So the line
Hello?
disconnected. Yes, ma'am. This is DeMonte calling back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. So the line disconnected, ma'am. Are you still wanting service?
So it may be safer for you to be over
still
there.
Yes.
Traffic.
Yes.
No problem. One second, ma'am.
Hello? Oh. Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's a long way to go. Yeah. Okay, so now I just go over the yellow line.
And just to verify, ma'am, you have a contractor with the Freight Lawyer Insurance. Is that correct?
Hey, this is no longer safe. This is Trishina Rogers, and I need you guys to get out here, please.
Ms. Rogers, the company that you have us contracted with name is Freight Lawyer Insurance. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes. Okay.
Can you provide your... Well, I have it here. One second. And what's the reason for breakdown, man? What is going on with the vehicle?
I have a flat tire in the middle of a highway. In the middle of the highway.
Where exactly is the flat tire located on the vehicle?
It's on the right front.
No problems. You have a flat tire on the front driver's side.
Okay.
Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, right front tire.
Yeah. Well, we know that, but you can't put no more stress on her.
And also, ma'am, what's the type of service that you would need on today? Will it be a tire change, a tire inflation, or a tow service in your situation?
A tire change.
And you will be the person present with your vehicle, is that correct?
Yes.
I'll call you back.
And also, ma'am, where exactly are you located on the freeway? Are you in front of an exit?
No.
In the middle of the highway.
In the middle of the highway.
One second, ma'am.
I pinpointed my location a while ago.
So we're having an issue with our system, so I wouldn't be able to map you using that message feature. But one second, ma'am.
You're on 152 and Sarah, S-A-R-A Road. Your insurance company you're talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can call you a tow truck.
They had a 24-hour assistance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll keep an eye out for you, okay?
Okay,
but,
thank you.
Try to be safe here. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank
bye
you so
day.
Much. I heard you trying to rush off the phone and she would not stop.
What up, bitch? The police? I had to say, I'll call you back because the police is there. Right now, it's the time to be talking about what my mama should have did and could have did. Those what my mama do? When she get back. Not what she was doing.
I was the driver.
I knew it was.
Yeah. Hello. They gotta carry fucking spare tires. They got my angle right there. She's speeding too. I seen that from a mile away. Look at her. Why the fuck you in the middle of the road? Boy, this bug. She like Johnny on the spot, ain't she? She never do.
Drive fast anyway.
Is he?
No. Oh, this is my third.
Insurance, I guess they still waiting on my location. I don't know what he's doing. But the police just drove out. He said I'd stay for a minute right here, but he gonna keep coming by checking on me. Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's the long way around there. So just go ahead and get in the middle, because ain't no turning lanes in the middle, so should nobody be in the middle.
So you was over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I drove from down there to the top of that little sign all the way down here. And he was just like, nah, yeah, just get in the middle.
Oh, y'all told
me I'm cool. No. I got the jack.
No fur box.
And also, ma'am, you said the flat tires on the... 1 second.
Driving on it. Where he just had me drive on it. In my trunk. Is it another piece in there?
Hello, Ms. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for holding, ma'am. With the tire change, I have a few questions for you to answer. The questions may or may not apply to you, ma'am. You respond yes or no. Is there a good spare tire in the vehicle?
No.
Yes, so we can only assist you with the tire change if you do have a spare tire, ma'am. So as of now, we can only inflate the tire or tow the vehicle.
They said they can only assist if we have a spare tire. They can only inflate it, but it's busted. You want me to tell them to tow it?
Yeah.
Can I get a tow to the nearest tire shop?
Yeah, so the tire shop will be to you, like where you want the vehicle taken, ma'am. The destination address will be up to you guys.
Okay. What is that? Okay, I just need to get to the nearest tire shop.
Because you on the highway.
I'm on the highway.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. We will just need the destination address of where you guys want the vehicle taken. What I'm stating is you guys will have to provide to me the name of the business of where you want the vehicle taken. And also with the tow service, ma'am, I do have a series of questions for you guys to answer. The questions may or may not apply. You respond yes or no. Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
Is it in a parking garage? No.
Is the vehicle modified, lowered to the ground like a lowrider?
You said what?
Is the vehicle modified, lowered to the ground, or is it standard height?
It's lowered to the ground. I don't know. It's modern height.
Is it standard height?
What?
Ma'am, do you have modifications to your vehicle, or is it standard height?
No,
would that be yes or no?
No.
Can the vehicle shift out of park, yes or no?
You said it. I can't hear you. I'm on the highway. I'm sorry.
Can your vehicle shift out of park? Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Is the vehicle a four-wheel or all-wheel driven vehicle? You're not sure, ma'am.
I'm not sure.
And also, is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Just to verify that you will be the person with the vehicle, is that correct?
Yes.
Callback number is 405-500-4104. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Will you need a ride with the driver, or you will not?
Yes.
Will it just be yourself riding, or more than yourself that will need a ride, ma'am?
Just myself.
As of now, I do have you riding, just so that you will be aware it's not a guarantee, meaning it's up to the company, whether you will be able to ride or not.
Okay.
So I did just send you a text message. Within that text message, there should be a link. You will have to click the link within the message, and it will pull up the current location with your latitude, longitude. I'll need the numbers for the latitude, longitude, but it pulls up for you, ma'am. Did you receive that text message? Hello?
Let's say GL561BC. Do you want me to click the link, huh? These are denied for request. It say to use the denied.
Is your location on, ma'am?
Yes.
So is it meaning that just not pull up where you're located?
Yeah.
So just to verify, man, well, what's the name of the interstate that you guys are located on?
On Sarah Road.
No, the number of the interstate, ma'am. I would need the number.
152 Sarah Road.
So it's I-152?
Yes.
What's the city and state?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
And just to verify, ma'am, do you guys see any road signs, anything of that sort? Just I would need more information in order to dispatch someone to where you guys are located.
I don't see any signs there.
It's a Brahms on the corner up here on the right.
And you say that I-152, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. With this interstate, this is not on 1 second.
Yeah, I don't see anything right here. I don't see what this guy.
So, yeah, I'll need more information of where you guys are located on 152. Are there any roads that you guys are near? Any businesses, anything of that sort? Any home addresses?
208-SH-52. That's all.
Yes, and what is that exactly, ma'am? Is that a sign or what exactly?
My location is currently saying, that's what my location is saying, SH152.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to map you using that, man. What I'm stating is there anything that you guys see where you guys are broke down?
There's nothing but trees around.
Are you aware of some business that you passed?
Highway 152. We passed the Sonic,
the Brahms.
It's the traffic. Traffic light up ahead.
Do you need to speak with the police?
If he has more information, then that would be great for me to speak with him.
He said, just let you guys know it's on 152 Sarah Road.
152 what exactly? What's the name of the road? Can you spell that?
S-A-R-A. Sarah Road. S-A-R-A.
Yeah. Hey, can you get these coordinates?
Is that the latitude, longitude?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead with the latitude, ma'am.
35.39799 north.
And what's the longitude?
97.66248 west.
One second. You stated, one second. It was 97. And what was after that, ma'am?
That's 66248 west.
When the police said he's coming back, he did. We said today's Sunday, y'all.
Yeah, so with that latitude and longitude, ma'am, it shows like you guys are in front of a neighborhood. Is that correct? Is there like a neighborhood that's in front of you guys?
No, probably up ahead, but no.
Where do you see one there?
Where do you see a house?
Oh, farther back, yeah, farther back.
But it's still a highway.
It's still a highway if you go a little bit past.
And also, it shows here that you guys not too long ago was there's a gun shop that you guys passed. It's so Shiloh Manor, but I don't see Sarah Road.
Well, can you send him down that street? He'll see us in the middle.
It still will be 152, ma'am.
152 what?
The street, the highway.
Yes, it still will be 152, and that's a very long highway is what I'm saying. I wouldn't be able to just state 152 because they wouldn't just go up and down the highway to look for you guys, ma'am. That's a very long highway.
Told us it's Sarah Road.
Do I need to go?
Yes, so what I'm stating, ma'am, with the latitude and longitude that you guys recently provided to me, it has me mapped near a neighborhood. I don't see a Sarah Road.
I can see the Valero.
You see a Valero?
Actually, we see the Valero.
Do you see the Valero?
No, ma'am, I do not see a Valero.
We passed the Brahms. We're a little past.
Yeah, so is it possible for you guys to look up the name, this business name, Big Boys Guns, Ammo, and Range, and see how far you guys from this business? Because if you guys are not too far from this business, then I do have you guys mapped and located correctly. And I can just map this business and have the company.
What is it called?
The name of the business is Big Boys Guns, Ammo, and Range.
Big Boys Guns, Ammo, and Range.
That's up ahead of us. That's why he was trying to.
This will be probably behind you guys or in front of you guys.
It's in front of us.
And it wouldn't be too far from you guys.
Right.
With that latitude, longitude where it had me mapped.
Yeah, true. So you got an idea what part of the highway we're on. Are you sending someone?
Well, I wouldn't be able to dispatch anyone as of yet, ma'am. First, I have to search for someone that's willing to assist with the service. After I get you guys' destination address.
Okay. Is it cold? Well, how many minutes away did it say the gun range was?
Around this curve.
So is it's around the curve, is that correct?
Yes.
No problem. 1 second.
Right in the middle of the road. Oh, man.
I say, girl. This is how our Sunday morning starts. Hey, this is
probably you should have went to church.
Who y'all going? Who is going to church?
Yes, so I do have that information notated just so that the company will be aware where you guys are located. And also, I would note for the company to provide you guys a call ahead of arrival just to prevent all confusion. And also, what will be the destination that you guys want the vehicle taken on today?
I just want them to tow it somewhere. It don't matter. They can tow it to the nearest store. I'm just getting towed to the store.
Yeah, so it will be up to you on where you want the vehicle taken is what I'm stating, ma'am. Do you know a store where you want the vehicle taken?
I'm not from here. I just want my car off the highway.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm also not from the state of Oklahoma, so I really wouldn't know where you're located to know a nearest business.
Yeah, he found us. Yeah, he want to know where we're taking the car to.
Up to the gun range.
To the gun range.
No problem. 1 second.
Curtis window.
That's where that man was trying to police was trying to get us a drive through. I mean, because it's a lot of places closed. We're going to have to get this fucking tire off and get a tire put on it.
Yeah.
She ain't even got a fucking donut. I don't even think it's silly.
And also, ma'am, just to let you know, your benefit covers up to $100, load of mileages, which means you're covered for this service on today. As of now, we'll be putting you on hold. I'll be right with you.